We're at the Edinburgh International Conference Centre for the opening of the Edinburgh International Book Festival box office on Saturday morning. And we've got a room full of people waiting to buy their tickets. And almost everyone here is reading something, which I think is very inspiring and a good way to kick off the book festival. So we're going to find out what they're reading and see if they've got any good recommendations for us. My name is Sarah. I'm the Children's Program Director here at the Book Festival, and I'm helping mill about and look after people today. May I interrupt you? I work at the Book Festival, and so I'm checking after everybody today, and actually we were interested in what you're reading while you're waiting for the Book Festival. We're doing little sort of snippet interviews of everybody. Do you mind if I ask? So what are you reading today while you wait?
It's Strip the Willow by John Aberdeen.
And how are you finding it?
It's good. It's not a straightforward read.
Yeah.
He's written one other book, Amandy's Bed, which was very much an Aberdeen dialect.
Okay.
It's based in the northeast of Scotland. This is it's a stranger thing to get into.
Yeah.
Because there's obviously, I think it's slightly looking into the future, and there's obviously a company who have kind of taken over Aberdeen, changed its name, and they're a kind of entertainment company. It's a weird kind of thing. So I'm just trying to get into it. I'm only 70 pages into it. So,
are you optimistic about it?
Well, I really liked his last book, so I'm sticking with it.
Fair enough. Yep. Well, I hope it goes well.
Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Okay.
Good luck with you.
No, I'm a crime person.
Okay,
yes, it is good actually. I haven't read her before, but I'm enjoying it. Beverly Connor from the library.
Is it a big thriller? Is it one of those really gory crime books?
It's a forensic one, you know, Bones and Wayback, and
it's good, yeah. Enjoying it? Good, very good. Are you going to Crime at the Book Festival?
No. No.
Imperial Life in the Emerald City.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Because
yeah.
It got very good reviews. It's quite intense.
It's really well written, though. It's quite, it's journalism, but it's very sort of narrative journalism.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
Very good. And is that kind of political underpinning something you're going to go to the festival for, or just?
Possibly. I still haven't quite made my mind up about what I'm going to see yet. I'm just sort of doing that while I'm waiting. I'm definitely interested in the kind of political aspects and all the speakers here. So.
Cool. We've got plenty of morning left to figure out what you're going to go see.
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Well, thanks. I hope you enjoy it. A good book with you, I see. What are you reading, actually?
The American Wife. Do you know it?
I don't know it. Do you know the author?
I don't. It was on these 3 for 2, you know, at Waterstones. I keep going there and buying these. And apparently there's some hint that there may be reflections of Laura Bush in it. I don't know.
Is it a period piece? It's a novel, presumably.
It's a novel. It starts with the woman's early life, in which she had a very bad accident where she knocked down a fellow student and he was killed, and it really had a very big effect on her. But I mean, I don't know how much truth there is in it. You know, it says on the back, it gets good reviews.
Got lovely reviews.
And there was some hint in it that there might be bits of it that are reflective of Laura Bush, but I don't know.
Interesting. I suppose
yes.
You'll find out when you get to the end.
I know.
And
I know.
Can decide for yourself.
Indeed. But I've got a huge list of things I want to buy, so it's a shame it's Heaney and what year is it? Here's the list.
You've got the list ready? The Tipping Point.
I've been wanting to read it for about 5 years. It's been sitting on my bookshelf, and now I'm determined.
Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, because I've read all his other books, but this one has stared at me, and I work in marketing, so I guess I should really read it.
Fair enough. And is it what you expected? I mean, The Tipping Point's the kind of book that has quite a lot of cash now. Lots of people talk about it.
Well, it's typical Gladwell, you know, with all his examples and things like that. It's great. Kevin Bacon comes into it, and you can't beat Kevin Bacon, so...
Here you go. Kevin Bacon on a Saturday morning. There's nothing better than
that. What could a girl ask for,
exactly.
Really, isn't it?
Good. Well, I hope you enjoy it. Thanks.
Bye.